So what was life like in Tegaya? Records and other indications of how people lived during the time of Tegaya are scarce, but we can guess their attire, diet, and housing based on artifacts excavated from housing sites and graves. Take a look at the spindle whorl on the far left. That tells us that they spun yarn to make their clothes. Now look into the magnifying glass. Can you see the traces of fabric on the ironware?Look closely and you will see the remnants of fine-grained fabric, likely hemp or silk. The forms, colors, and materials of clothing worn by the people of Kaya distinguished their statuses. Royalty and the ruling class wore silk clothing, whereas ordinary people wore hemp clothing. Now look to the right at the bricks and roof end tiles, excavated from the palatial sites and kiln sites dating back to the Tegaya period.The bricks are baked clay, and the roof end tiles formed part of a roof. The ruling class is understood to have stayed in palaces and government buildings made of bricks and roof tiles, with ordinary people living in villages at foothills or in valleys. Hearths, crude heating facilities, and clay marbles, likely children's toys, have been found in the discovered housing sites. The stone next to those in a scale weight used to weigh things,weighing about 357 grams. Now let's learn about how the people of Tegaya ate. Earthenware found in graves contains traces of food buried with the dead. The jar at the very top contained peach seeds, and the jar and mounted plate below contained chicken bones and fish bones. Also discovered were conch shells, conches being a shellfish. That is evidence that the people of Tegaya fished,or that trade took place in seaside regions. The earthenware with triangular holes in the pedestals is Hogaya earthenware. The conch shells found inside it were likely a condolatory item brought along to a funeral. Now take a look at the ironware through the magnifying glass. Can you see the traces of rice seeds? Those are a sign that the people of Tegaya farmed.The long pipe-like objects in the top right are net weights used to sink a net into water. The approximately 300 net weights you see here were all found in one grave. The grave owner was likely a fisherman.